Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Good afternoon.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great. This unique platform, how does it work?
Yeah, look, really the basis around it is co-ownership, and that's been around for a long time, sort of 250 years around tenants in common. So really we've launched the data platform, which is around a marketplace of bringing people together and helping friends and family and like-minded people purchase a home together by connecting them to the right property, the right real estate agent, making sure the legal structure's in there, the mortgage and also insurance for peace of mind.
So you're joining people together, relatives or not, to buy a single property?
Yeah, so you can come onto the platform free of charge. We don't charge our members. You can register your details. You can look for properties. We have a load of properties that are on the platform from launch. And then really it's around education of co-ownership. So is it right for you? What do I need to consider in undertaking that arrangement? And then from there you can look to get the right legal structure. We think the majority of people at the start will be still, you know, family. You talked about in the marketplace, and it's a common term, the bank of mum and dad. So a lot of mum and dads helping their kids get into the marketplace. And I think that we're just trying to establish, you know, some structure to make sure that it's done in a secure way and it's done in a safe way. And then we have some partners through our banking partners and insurance partners that can ensure that you get the right mortgage and the right insurance product as well.
Right. You mentioned that there are three types of arrangements.
Yeah, the three types are, the co-own, where you might have one party live in the property and the other party might choose not to, or you could actually have two renters that are currently renting and they're looking to get into the market and they buy and they live together. So the other one would be co-invest. So investors looking to take a position in a property and maybe having that other party still live in that property. And then you've got co-lifestyle, which we believe is one where, you know, where you buy that holiday house 5 years ago before your circumstances have changed and you're not getting down there as regularly because of maybe the kids and kids' sports on the weekend. So it's a real opportunity to release some equity by looking at co-ownership with somebody else to come in and, I guess, share the costs of that lifestyle product, that holiday home or that country home. So we think those are the three areas. Certainly, you know, people are excited to get into on a co-ownership agreement.
Would one party be responsible for the mortgage of the other?
No, it's an interesting point. So look, traditionally in a normal banking environment, you would look at serviceability and you'd say, hey, if it's $1 million property and we both own 50%, we'd really need to prove to the bank that we can service the whole $1 million. Under a co-ownership agreement and a co-borrower loan, really you're for your portion. So say if it was you and I buying that property, you'd be responsible for servicing the $500,000 if that's your debt, and I'd be $500,000. The beauty of, I guess, co-ownership and bring loans is that we can structure that to our, I guess, our unique independent needs. So I could be principal and interest, and you could be interest only depending on your deposit size. So that ultimately means that we're treated as individuals even though we'd be going into a co-ownership agreement.
The question that comes to mind is, what happens if one partner defaults in payment?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we're getting asked that a lot. So that's why we've got what we call the cohab guarantee, which is an insurance product that you can decide to take out against the other party in the event where somebody maybe loses their job and they're not able to pay it. The last thing that you want to do is have somebody come in and say it's at default and sell that property. So you can actually undertake that insurance product for peace of mind, which means that those mortgage repayments would be covered for a period of time, allowing you time to then reassess. Now, if it gets to a situation where that party still wants to sell, then as part of the co-ownership agreement, you would have first right of refusal if that's the option that you take as part of your agreement when you get into, you know, that legal structure. And then looking to do moving forward is cohab being known as the only listing platform where you can put proportional sales on there. So everybody knows all or nothing sales that exist at the moment across a number of different websites. We also want to be the first digital platform where you can sell a proportion of your property.
In other words, yeah, if two people that are not related gets into that agreement, one falters, the insurance will take care of the time until another owner can be found.
100%. Yeah, that's spot on. Yeah, that's 100%. And then look, in the situation, and we're realistic that we're dealing with human beings, and you might go into the circumstances with good intentions early on, but circumstances do change. you've got to have that flexibility. So that's why it's very focused around making sure that we get the co-ownership agreement or the cohab agreement in place with the right provisions to make sure that if circumstances do change, that it's very clear what that process will be moving forward.
Not different from a marriage.
Yeah. Look, in one of the situations, unfortunately, it's a fact of life that, where there is divorce rates, and you might have a situation where one party wants to stay in the home so the kids continue to have stability and go to school, and the other party might want to, take their equity off the table and move on. I guess this gives them the opportunity to not be an all or nothing, sell the house or not sell the house. You could actually look to sell a proportion of that property to an investor who the other party stays in there, the kids are still going to school, and you've got that arrangement like in the landlord-tenant. We feel that that's potentially a good solution moving forward so that people have flexibility.
Right. This seems to be a laudable undertaking and something that breaks that cycle of high price to get into the market.
Yeah, look, absolutely. We're there. We're our target is certainly around addressing affordability and accessibility. People want to live where they want to live. And I think that whilst there's no one silver bullet to fix the problems that exist, with Sydney being the second most unaffordable location on the globe, we think it's one innovative approach that looks at that share economy. And moving forward, I think that people will look to buy together. It doesn't necessarily have to be just with mum and dad. It can be with friends as well.
Of course. We'd like to monitor how you're going with this. Can you advise us again, let's say in 6 months or a year's time, so we can talk to you again and find out how far you have gone with this undertaking?
100%. My phone is always on. So let's chat in 6 months' time. It'd be great. And hopefully by that stage, we'll have some real traction and numbers of more Australians into homes.
Excellent. All the best, Andrew, and I hope that your endeavour goes well.
Fantastic. Thanks for the support. I'll speak to you soon.
Good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.